USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is proposing a budget to Congress for the fiscal year 2022 that's just under $6 trillion. Biden trying to make the case that it's time for America to spend big. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says we cannot afford to spend all that money.
This is too extreme and too expensive. Think about what we're saying right here. This is what everyone has ever warned us about, that your debt becomes so large it's more than 100% of your GDP. There's no coming back from that. This sounds like Venezuela or Cuba.
Senate Republicans on Friday blocked a bill that would form a commission to probe the January 6th Capitol attack, the first filibuster of the year by the chamber's 50-vote minority. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell lobbied his members forcefully against the House-passed commission measure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
House Republicans are demanding Speaker Nancy Pelosi allow investigation into the origins of COVID-19. They sent a letter to the California Democrat, signed by 209 Republicans. President Biden says Americans are not just saving lives by getting vaccinated, they're getting their lives back.
More than 165 million Americans so far have done their patriotic duty, 165 million, and gotten at least one shot.
Biden, speaking in Alexandria, Virginia, says we've gone from pain and stagnation to an economy moving faster than it has in nearly 40 years. The president continuing to push his goal of having 70% of all adult Americans with at least one shot by July 4th.
Just 70% and keep sprinting through the finish line is what we're all about. If we succeed, we can celebrate our independence from the virus together on the 4th of July as we celebrate our independence as a nation.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The debate over vaccine passports is being ramped up a notch. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas causing a stir when he talked about the topic on ABC's Good Morning America.
We're taking a very close look at that. You know, one of our principles that has guided us throughout this pandemic is the value of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and making sure that any passport that we provide for vaccinations is accessible to all and that no one is disenfranchised. And so we're taking a very close look at that.
Florida is being taken to court over its new law targeting big tech companies. The law aims to stop social media companies from removing people from their sites without explanation. Two tech groups are suing, saying protections for free speech are being violated. This as calls continue on Capitol Hill to break up big tech. Democratic Senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, one of those leading that charge.
30 years ago, Facebook, Google, and Amazon did not exist. Now, they are among the most valuable and best known companies in the entire world. Now, it's a great story, but it is also a story about the dangers of monopolies and anti-competitive actions. Today's big tech companies have grown so giant and so powerful that they threaten our economy, our society, and our very democracy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.